Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 153, Empathic Overload, How to Ground and Regulate in a World of Intense Emotions. As empaths and highly sensitive people, we have a unique way of experiencing the world. Our heightened sensitivity to the emotions of others and our environment can leave us feeling overwhelmed and often exhausted. We may struggle with anxiety, depression, and chronic stress. And in order to heal and thrive as empaths and HSPs, it's important to understand the connection between our minds and our bodies and to learn how to regulate our nervous system. One of the ways empaths and HSPs cope with overwhelm is through disassociation, right? Like actually the separation of the mind and the body. We may find ourselves daydreaming, spacing out, losing track of time, on an endless scroll on social. And while disassociation can be helpful as a coping mechanism in the short term, over time it can lead to a sense of disconnection from ourselves and from our emotions. We may feel like we're living on autopilot, just going through the motions without really ever feeling present in the room. I remember back many years ago now when I was in a toxic relationship and starting to come out of it and how my emotions were all over the place. I couldn't do anything without feeling overwhelmed. One of the many guides I had at the time, as I was starting to heal, told me to get out and hike, but like hike fast and hard and feel my feet hitting the ground, say fuck a lot. And really feel the feet really grounding down into the earth as I was doing all of this. You know, that summer, I was in the best shape of my life. I felt the freest I had in such a long time. I started to open up my own intuition again and feel safe doing it by connecting my body, by connecting myself back to my body and to the earth, my creativity started to flow. It was at this point that I started my book. I started to get the thoughts of like, you have a book in you. Words started to come. Poems just started to flow out of nowhere. And it's because I was actually grounding back into myself instead of off in space shot land. So you see, in order to heal as an empath and an HSP, it's important to learn to regulate our emotions and reconnect with our bodies. This can be a very challenging process, as many of us have spent our whole lives avoiding or suppressing difficult emotions. We may have learned to intellectualize our feelings, analyzing them from a distance rather than experiencing them in the present moment. And we may have developed coping mechanisms such as substance abuse or compulsive behaviors to avoid feeling overwhelmed. So the first step in healing as an empath or HSP is to recognize that we're not in this alone. We're not in this alone in our experience. Many others share our sensitivity and struggle with very similar challenges. We can seek out community and support from others who understand what we're going through. Additionally, it's important to seek out professional help if we're struggling with anxiety, depression, or trauma, or that of a trauma-informed coach. Another key aspect of healing is learning to regulate our nervous systems. This means finding ways to calm ourselves down when we're feeling overwhelmed or triggered. For some, this may involve very deep breathing or meditation. For others, it may mean engaging in physical activity or spending time in nature, which I highly recommend. Whatever the method, the key is to find ways to ground ourselves inside our bodies and connect with the present moment, always coming back to the present. It's important to note that regulation isn't about avoiding difficult emotions. It's about experiencing them in a healthy way. As empaths and HSPs, we may be tempted to try to think our way out of difficult emotions or avoid them altogether. However, this approach is not sustainable for the long term. The only way to truly heal is to learn how to safely experience and express our emotions in a way that feels authentic and true to ourselves. Part of this process involves learning how to set healthy boundaries. As empaths and HSPs, we may be prone to taking on the emotions and needs of others to the point of neglecting our own needs. So learning how to say no and how to prioritize our own self-care is an important part of learning how to regulate our emotions and connect with our bodies. Ultimately, healing as an empath or HSP is a journey that requires self-compassion and patience. It's important to remember that we are not flawed or broken. Our sensitivity is a gift that allows us to connect deeply with others and the world around us. So by learning how to regulate our emotions and reconnect with our bodies, we can learn to thrive as empaths and HSPs and make a positive impact in the world. If you want to learn more about empaths and HSPs, you can get my free guide called Am I an Empath or HSP? A checklist and 6 tips to help empaths and HSPs thrive. The link to get the free guide will be in the show notes. And if you're looking for a coach or guide to help you on the road to better self-regulation and self-compassion and confidence, then sign up for a Heal Your Story strategy session. You deserve to be living your best life. The link will be in the show notes. I'm going to leave you with this reflection. Sometimes you might punish yourself for not being productive enough, but it's important to remember that you're only human and breaks are necessary. Don't feel guilty for putting something on pause temporarily while you take time to reconnect with yourself and find balance. Remember, your mental health comes first, and taking care of yourself is always a priority. So give yourself permission to take a break when you need it, and don't let guilt or shame hold you back. You deserve the time and space to recharge and come back even stronger. Sending lots of love. Bye for now.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.